Annoy people on the quiet car and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right. Part two of the Wendy's Yankee Turning Point to the Game contest. This is from game two last night that the Yankees lost 8-2 to the Angels. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees, be the first caller to correctly identify yesterday's Game 2 turning point of the game. 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326. And you will receive two pairs of tickets to a Yankee 2024 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankee baseball, The Fan. All right. Beningo on a Thursday, filling in the midday like the old days, except no Evan. For BT and Sal Licata, 888-808-1019. I'm here till 2 o'clock. Loogie's already in the house, and Loogie and McMonagle will be filling in for Tiki and Evan. Right now, back to the phones. Tommy in Belmar is on the Fan. Tommy, how are you?
Hey, Joe. Good to hear you, man.
What's
you
up,
belong
man?
On the radio, brother.
Thank you.
My point on, oh, by the way, your Hall of Fame take, 1,000%. And they're going to wait for Pete to die. And
yes.
That's not right.
No, I agree.
That's
they're going to wait for him
right.
to die, and then they're going to put him in.
Yep.
I'm with you.
Yes. Yeah, that's just bull, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm not where you were yet, but I'm not far behind, dude. My first memory coming home from kindergarten, when they used to play the World Series during the day, remember that?
Oh, God, it was tremendous. Of course.
And God bless my mom, had it on. And I come in, and a couple plays, Cleon catches it, one knee, Met fan ever since.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And you know what makes sense for Alonso, and this pains me to say it, the Yankees, dude. Because there's all of this is money. Now think about if they have the kid at short, gets better. Then you have Soto, Judge, Alonso. Ooh.
Hey, he does. Look, I mean, you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I mean, the Yankees need, I mean, I don't know what you think of this kid Rice at first base, but the Yankees
I
do
think
need
Pete is way better than Rice, don't you?
Yeah,
No.
It makes a lot of sense for Alonso to the Yankees, but you know, that would hurt. I mean, I'm a Met fan. You sound like you're a Yankee fan, right? Oh, no, you're
no,
a Met
no,
fan.
I'm a Met fan. I
you really want
you,
to see Pete with the Yankees, bro?
No, I don't want to, but it makes perfect sense, does it? Because
well, I'll tell you
there's
what.
No trade involved. It's just money.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we sign Soto, they can have Alonso. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But I'm with you also. Why can't we have two?
Why can't we have both of them? That's right. That's right. Yes, indeed.
Anyway, Joe, always a pleasure to talk to you, man. Look forward to hearing you some more.
Tommy, thank you. 888-808-1019 is the phone number. And Ryan in Breezy Point is on the Fan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, and by the way, Murphy signed 3 years, 37 and a half. That's 12 and a half a year.
Right. We should have kept Murphy.
And,
come on.
And I'm with you on keeping our guys as a general maxim. I think we have a different regime in place. I think that's going to be more prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not conflate the irresponsibility of how we handled Murphy with Alonso, which is a lot more nuanced, Joe. I get it. In today's era, my slugger is not going to bat 305 and get on base, for, you know, 40% of the time unless his name is Aaron Judge. But he's going to want to be paid a premium for the amount of time and the performance he's already put forth for the organization. And, you know, other callers referenced it. He's got a little bit of a weird personality. He's not Derek Jeter for the Mets. And his agent is going to want him to get a king's ransom. Look at the last two seasons. He's not getting on base enough. He's not hitting top-end pitching. So he's kind of compiling power stats and not getting on base at a rate that contributes to what makes you win in the playoffs and kind of postseason and get competing against the top teams in the division in the league. And look, these big contracts in the context of Steve Cohen being your owner, I know. Hey, just pay him. We got Steve Cohen now. But, you know, that Scherzer deal, that Verlander deal, those aren't write-offs, man.
No, I like, know. I understand.
That's big money. So the idea of, hey, let's just grab Pete and
well,
Soto.
Well, let me ask you, you're a Met fan? I'm assuming you're a Met fan. Are you?
Yeah, I root and follow for the Mets.
Okay. You're a Met fan. So you're okay with Alonso walking. You have no problem with that. And what if they don't sign Soto, though? I mean, if they sign Soto, I'm good with Alonso walking. But if they don't...
I just, there's going to probably be three teams hot after Soto, and you can't guarantee that.
Yeah, but who could spend more, who could spend more money than Cohen? Right?
I think the Mets are going to make an extremely aggressive offer for Soto, but if they do everything they can to get Soto, and it comes down to something like the Judge deal, where you know the Giants outbid the Yankees, but they didn't end up getting them for other reasons. I'm not super disappointed if we lose Pete because his best days are behind him.
You
can't
think so?
Deny that.
Well, I don't know his best days are behind him? I don't know that. Do you know that?
We have evidence over the last two seasons that his on-base percentage is about .315. That's a 1,000 at-bats.
What was his number? Didn't he hit 40 homers and drive 120 runs last year? Am I missing something?
But there's guys who can give you 40 home runs, but if they're only getting on base 31% of the time.
Let me ask you a question. Since Pete Alonso came into baseball, into the league, who's hit more home runs than him?
Joe, his home run numbers are great, but who's the guy the Yankees? Who's the guy the Yankees picked up a few years ago from the Blue Jays who hit 40 home runs the year before? He did nothing when he came the next year to the Yankees.
Let me hit
30, 40 home runs.
All right. Ryan, I'm letting you go. Okay. Give me Pete's. I want Pete's numbers. Pete, give me the numbers for Alonso. Home runs, RBIs, every year he's been in a league. Give me it in baseball. What do you got? Give him down to me, right? Yeah, I'll take a call. Get him. He had 52 his rookie year, right? Then it was a rookie year. He hit the 52 home runs. Wasn't that? Right?
53 his rookie year.
53.
Yeah.
That's right. He broke the record. Judge hit, I guess, 52 his rookie year. All right. So 53. So the first year was what? 53 and what? What year was that again? What was his rookie year?
2019.
19's his rookie year. He goes 53 and what, Dove?
120 RBIs.
53 homers, 120 RBIs. All right. The next year was the COVID year. So it wasn't much. What did he do the COVID year?
16 homers. 35 RBIs.
Okay. Well, that's a 60-game season. All right, so 21.
37 homers, 94 RBIs.
Okay. 22.
40 homers, led the league with 131 RBIs.
Okay. And last year?
46 homers, 118 RBIs.
I mean, come on. I mean, really? I mean, how many guys in baseball are doing that? I mean, I understand the 2020 season, but you got to throw that year out, please. You know, come on, they played 60 games that year. It was a different world. There was no fans in the stands. It was ridiculous. I mean, I don't want to get into any more about that. Outside of that, this guy's never hit less than, what, 37 home runs, right? And has never driven in less than 94 runs. And where are these guys coming from? Did these guys grow on trees? I mean, you got to be kidding me. I am shocked at how many Met fans are ready to just let Alonso walk. I got to tell you. And I know he's had a down year. I'm not saying that, you know. But even a down year, the guy's got 23-60 right now. And he's not having a good year. I'll be the first to admit he's been fishing pitch. You know, he swings at these pitches 20 feet outside. It makes me delirious. You know, I mean, it does. But, I mean, come on. I don't get it. And he's hit more home runs. I don't know. Maybe Judge is ahead of him now. Maybe Judge has hit more home runs than Pete now since they came into baseball. And I understand Judge's had injury issues. You know, he would have more than Pete if he didn't get hurt, you know, the amount of times he did. But still, I mean, if only Aaron Judge has hit more home runs since Pete came into baseball than Pete, that's pretty good, right?
But, Joe, but think about what you just said about Aaron Judge missing games. Pete Alonso
plays all the time.
Didn't he break? He got hit by a pitch and broke something, and he was out for how long?
Maybe 10 games.
Yeah.
No, I know.
And he plays through injury. Maybe that's a detriment to him, but he plays through injury.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe it is, because I think it took him a while after Charlie Morton hit him on purpose, by the way, last year. Okay, of course it was on purpose. But be that as it may, because nobody's ever hit on purpose, but it was on purpose. You know, maybe that, like you said, was one of the reasons that he went into that tailspin he did for a little bit last year. Now, I want Alonso back. Like I said, if you give me Soto, as much as it would pain me to say goodbye to Pete, okay, I'll live with it. Soto's 25 years old. He's already on his way to the Hall of Fame. He's one of the top two or three players in baseball with Ohtani and Judge. No doubt about it. So if you give me that guy, okay, I'll let Pete walk. It hurts me, but I'll let him walk. But I want this guy back. I mean, you're minimizing, you know, what this guy has done with this franchise. 888-808-1019. Beningo filling in for BT and Sal. 2 hours in the books. We'll go to the top. Who's doing the updates now? Do we even know? It's not Pete, right? No? You don't know? Dexter Henry. Okay, he'll be in to do the updates. We got 2 hours to go. We'll be back on the other side.